Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We've had a great week just looking at wisdom from God's Word this week. And man, if you missed any of our first four programs, I really want to encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. Also, I know sometimes people don't have Google Chrome as their web browser. You can type in hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org. We own both those domains, and so if you have problems finding that, I want to encourage you to go to our website. Tells there where you can find our podcast, only 14 minutes long, and I think you'll really be blessed. And God's really shown up this week as we have looked at His Word. And the great news is that God has said that His Word will never return null or void. And we kind of been talking about Joseph the past couple of days quite a bit, and just it's been really powerful thinking about all that Joseph went through. And yet, in chapter 50, verse 20, when Joseph finally saw the brothers that sold him as slaves 13 years earlier, after he'd been falsely thrown in prison, after working hard as a slave for Potiphar, and after he sat in jail for several years, he finally was promoted to the second most powerful person in all the land after he interpreted one of Pharaoh's dreams. And yet, you know, so many things that he could have been bitter about. And yet, we've been kind of camping out about Romans 8:28, that all things work together with those who love the Lord and called according to His purpose. It was 13 years between when Joseph was sold as a slave and then was thrown in prison and before he was released from prison. And yet, eventually, he was the second most powerful person in all the land. And I just want to make sure that, you know, maybe there's somebody you need to forgive today. And you're like, I just can't forgive them. But if Joseph could forgive his brothers after what they did to him, I think that we can forgive. And, you know, Satan loves to cause division in families, and I hear the stories over and over again. And, you know, maybe for somebody listening, you need to forgive your brother. Yeah, they did something horrific, and it was painful. And I'm not making light of that in any form or fashion, but the problem is that the bitterness controls you, and it clouds your heart and makes it dark. And as my good friend Roy Stewart said many years ago, you know, when you have bitterness in your heart, it's like drinking poison but expecting the other person to die. Ouch. You know, as you listen to that, it's kind of funny, but unfortunately it's very, very true. When you have bitterness in your heart, it's like drinking poison, but expecting the other person to die. And so I just want to encourage you today to offer forgiveness to somebody, even though they don't deserve it. Because if you look at your life, and I know when I look at my life, and I think about all the things that God's forgiven me for, oh my goodness. And the Bible simply says, forgive so that you can be forgiven. And Jesus modeled what the ultimate forgiveness was, to be able to offer forgiveness to somebody that didn't deserve it when he's dying a horrific, painful death on the cross. And as people are down gambling for his clothes, they're talking trash. You know, if you're the Son of God, why don't you call down angels? You know, King of the Jews. I mean, mocking him, extreme sarcasm. And yet, what does Jesus look at him and say? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so forgiveness is huge. And I know for somebody listening today, you need to make that phone call and just kind of restart that friendship with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a coworker, or friend. And it's just huge. It is. And give God all the glory. And then I want to say to you, if somebody calls and offers you forgiveness, you need to be a recipient of it. You need to receive it and extend grace to them. And, you know, the Bible talks about 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's the love chapter. We talk about it in marriages. I do it at weddings. But it simply says that love keeps no record of right or wrongs. Well, if that's true with love, it ought to be that way with friendship. And I just want to encourage you to please, please, if somebody offers to say, hey, please forgive me, to receive it in love and grace and mercy. Because you know what? You and I both are going to need that someday for when we make a mistake. And there's such power in forgiveness. I mean, honestly, there is freedom in forgiveness. I'll say that again. There is freedom in forgiveness. It does. We talked about Joseph being in a physical prison. Some of you are in a mental and emotional prison because you've allowed the enemy to keep you behind those. They're not physical bars like Joseph was in a physical prison, but the emotional and mental bars, the prison that you're in because of anger and bitterness over a situation that's happened many, many years ago. And it may be horrific. But I think about Joyce Meyer and why I like her so much. If she could forgive her dad, who sexually violated her numerous times while she was growing up, if she can forgive that, then there's not much that any of us can't forgive. And especially if it's financial stuff. I mean, you know, God is your protector and your provider. We talk about that a lot on Hope Is Here. And I just want to encourage somebody to forgive. Well, I want to look at some more verses. We're talking about wisdom from God's Word. But man, Joseph, what a powerful story. If you've not read that, go to Genesis chapter 39 through chapter 50. You'll just be really, really blessed. And you'll think, wow, if Joseph went through all that and how God was with him through being a slave, through being in jail, and even though he had to wait in prison to be released, and the cupbearer forgot about him, just, you know what? We can do it. We can wait. We can. Even 2 years that Joseph waited before the guy finally told the Pharaoh about him interpreting his dream. So trust me, God is on the throne. He is working. Be patient, but keep a mind of Christ and be a blessing to others and help others and don't get bitter. Well, let's look at some other verses that I know would be a blessing to you. I asked a couple, three or four people share some verses that really it spoke to them. And Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, a friend of mine, she said, Gwen said, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. And friends, you know, when she shared that verse, Proverbs 16, 3, it's just so true. Man, we get ideas and stuff, but do we commit them to God? Do we commit them to God? And when we do that, he'll help establish your plans, and he'll maybe do something different than you originally thought, and you'll know it's from God. And I love how he does that, how he gives his kids wisdom and favor, and it's a beautiful thing when he does that. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, my mom and sister gave this as their verse, and it's a verse that's helped me a lot, and they've actually used it to help me when I've gone through times where I've struggled with fear. I know Mr. Hope is here, you're thinking, you struggle with fear? Yeah, I do. Even though, as I've shared with you on programs, and I do it because I have to be reminded, 80% of the things that we're in fear of don't even happen. And the acronym I love for fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. I'll say it again, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. But I want to remind you today, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 tells us, and somebody I know listening needs to hear this today, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. And today, maybe that's the verse that you need to write on a post-it note and place it all over your house and the dashboard of your car and on your laptop and read it out loud when you start to get in fear. And the enemy loves to cause fear. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. But I want to remind you that fear does not come from God. My good friend Tom shared 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5 as his verse. It says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. So powerful, so powerful. I love in that verse, it has the word comfort. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. 6 times in 2 verses. I'm sorry, 3 verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in affliction with the comfort we with which we ourselves are comforted by God. And maybe today you need some comfort. And I want you to know that God wants to give you comfort. He is a comforter. Jesus said before he died, before he left, he told the disciples and some of his followers, hey, I've got to leave, but I am going to leave the Holy Spirit with you. If you accept me, the Holy Spirit will live in you. It is a comforter, a counselor. Jesus said those words, I'm leaving a comforter, a counselor for you. And maybe you're alone today and you feel like you don't have any comfort or counsel. But I've got good news for you today. That God is saying, hey, I'll be your comforter. I'll be your counselor. And then the other thing I love about in that verse, that passage of scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, it says, then the same comfort that we have been given, we can use to help others when they're going through tough times. So I've shared my story about the flood, bankruptcy, and divorce, and I try not to share it as much now because we're going to be celebrating 4 years of Hope Is Here in December. But I just want people to know, hey, I know what it's like to have pain, heartache, and disappointment. And that's why I started Hope Is Here, because when I was hopeless and even suicidal, I was able to go to Jesus. That's when my faith became real. And you can either draw closer to God or further away from Him when you go through tough situations. But the great part is that when you go to God, James chapter 4, verse 8 simply says, draw near to God, He will draw near to you. And you'll find comfort, as 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5 says. And for those of you that are battling that lie, the enemy says that, you know, if God loved you, He wouldn't let you suffer. Well, I love what verse 5 says there in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. That verse 5 says, for as we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. So in other words, Christ, we know Jesus Christ, all the suffering He went through in His life, especially at the very end there, through the flogging, before He even went to the cross. But you know what? It says, so we're going to suffer too at times on this earth. But we also get to share abundantly in His comfort. And so I want you to know today that God's not forgotten you, that there is comfort. And He will help you. Cry out to Him. And maybe 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, you need to underline that in your Bible. Read it several times. A couple other quick verses I want to share. My brother Mike said, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. James chapter 1, verse 19. And that was his verse that he shared with me. And man, he models it so, so well. Great listener. And just many words of wisdom that I've gone to numerous times in my life. And now since my dad's gone, if I get one phone call I can make to somebody, he's my call. And then my sister-in-law, Sheila, who I don't like to call that, she's my second sister. She said, John chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And that's why we do Hope Is Here. I hope you've been blessed by these programs. We focused on wisdom from the Word. And I hope that you will share these programs. And there's wisdom, there's comfort, there's peace, there's power with these words from God's Word. And He wants to help you with it. And I close with Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, another one of my just verses that's helped me so much. It simply says, no, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I'm focusing on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.